Many returning Iraq War veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder suffer alone. They don't seek treatment. They don't deal with it. They don't talk about it. Kyle Houseman Stokes was no different, but when he tried going to college, he struggled with PTSD. So he got help. He also picked up his camera and made a film about it. The film is called Now, After.
Initially, I had intended it to be nothing more than just kind of to give people a background on what soldiers go through post-deployment and struggling with PTSD. Actually evolved kind of, unbeknownst to me, into this autobiographical, very therapeutic and cathartic experience. I guess it's just a story about a young veteran that's struggling in his new life as a college student, trying to kind of forget some of the demons from his past and serving in a combat zone in Iraq. Long story short, he kind of finds some solace and he finds some of that camaraderie that he was missing from the military at a local VA and through kind of his brothers in arms from the war past. And I don't know, it was just a really positive experience for me. And it's actually 100%, like I said, autobiographical and true, that everything that is depicted in the film is something that happened to me almost exactly literally, all the way down to, when I was that young troubled veteran at the VA for the first time. There was some veterans who kind of took me aside and shook me by the scruff of the neck, not almost kind of brought me back down to earth. And it was just something so positive, I felt it was important to maybe share.
In fact, that's the very powerful ending to this short film. And his decision to go there is entirely his. But is once he's there, well, maybe you could describe what happens when he walks in.
What happens in the film, and this is exactly what happened to me in real life, is I guess maybe I'll tell it from first-person point of view. I went to the VA, and I still had a pretty big chip on my shoulder, I guess, like a lot of people who do suffer from, various levels of PTSD, especially being military and infantry and, combat hardened. It's, getting help, it is not something that we do. It's not something we're trained to do. Our solution to everything in the infantry, at least, is, drink water and drive on. That fixes everything. So what happens in the film and what happened to me is I walked in still very hesitant and cynical to the whole process. But I guess I was kind of at that point where, I was willing to kind of try anything. And sitting in the lobby is really where I received my therapy or the most healing from the VA was in that lobby. Because as I was waiting for my appointment, I was surrounded by these veterans from Vietnam, even a few from World War II, who knew why I was there. Obviously, it's a VA, but, I had the ACU, the assault pack, and, they knew where I had been. I was even still wearing the Iraq t-shirt, and I think they maybe saw a lot of themselves in me.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you help? All I need is my brother.
In the film, they get up and come over and sit down next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talks. They just make it clear that they understand.
Right. And again, that's, one of the most powerful things is, the things that aren't said, the subtext, as you will, of the situation. That's exactly what happened. There wasn't a single word exchanged. I think, I don't know if we're still trying to be tough and not talk about it, but, just the glance or, really these guys, that's what I literally felt like they shook me. They, like I said before, they grabbed me by the scruff of the neck. And these are the only people, had it been one of my classmates, a professor or a civilian doctor, I just
wouldn't
be okay with that. Yeah, I would resist it. I say, you don't understand. You don't get me. Who the hell are you? But these guys, they're, how could I resist? They've seen and tasted combat, I'm sure, twice as much as I ever had in those wars. And they're really my mentors in this healing process. So it was exactly what I needed.
That's the positive side of this, that this PTSD, even with the acceptance you found in the VA, PTSD isn't something that goes away, is it?
No, it doesn't. But I think taking that first step to get into the VA was the hardest but most beneficial one that I made since then and since making that film. I guess I didn't realize it until my mother pointed it out, but filmmaking for me has been the most, you know, cathartic and therapeutic way to deal with PTSD. You know, that was never written in a manual. Nobody ever told me, you know, if you're struggling with from PTSD, you should take it out through some kind of art or, you know, medium like filmmaking. But no, it really doesn't go away. But I guess my intention with the film is I had an extremely positive experience at the VA. And, you know, I've been getting better ever since. And if I can depict that in the film and communicate with soldiers out there, speaking their language because I am one of them, and they're able to, you know, infer some kind of meaning or message from the film and then take that first step to get into the VA, I think it's really, I don't want to say it's all taken care of, but it's a lot more downhill, you know, from that point on.
Staff Sergeant Kyle Hausman-Stokes served as a convoy commander in Iraq as a member of the 1st Battalion, 160th Infantry Regiment. His film is called Now After. Stokes is currently a film student at USC.